Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2009 in New York City. And sitting across from me right now is Mr. Charles Scholar. He is the author of Twisted Confessions, the true story behind the Kitty Genovese and Barbara Kralik murder trials. Welcome, Charles.
Good to be here.
All right, so this is your firsthand account of that shocking 1960s murder case. You were the prosecutor. So tell me about the book, what we're going to see in it.
Well, you're going to learn about the Kitty Genovese murder. You're going to learn about the neighbors who heard her screams, some of whom saw the crime as it took place. You're going to learn that in addition to Kitty being attacked, her killer, Winston Mosley, also attacked a woman named Annie Mae Johnson. And Winston Mosley was the only person who knew how she was killed. We learned from him that she had been shot with a rifle. And as a result, we had to exhume her body because we thought she was stabbed with an ice pick. And as a result, the police really didn't believe him. And we were prosecuting another person for killing Barbara Kralik the year before. Young man by the name of Alvin Mitchell, 19 years old at the time. And the problem, of course, was to find out who killed Barbara Kralik and how do you convict him beyond a reasonable doubt in the face of two confessions. And essentially, that's the conflict in the book. The murder, of course, of Kitty Genovese, which is well known even to this day, and it's constantly mentioned. And the killing of Barbara Kralik and finding out who killed her and how to convict her.
What was the year of the Genovese and the Kralik murders?
Barbara Kralik was killed in 1963. Kitty Genovese was killed on March 13th, 1964.
All right, so we're talking 45 years ago. Tell me how those murders back then are relevant to today.
Well, especially Kitty Genovese. As a result of the murder of Kitty Genovese, a whole new area of psychology and sociology was created. It's known as the bystander effect or the diffusion of responsibility. When a large number of people see an event, everybody expects someone else to do something to make the phone call. Well, anytime you hear of an event like that, up until the present time, there was one recently in Buffalo where an elderly man was knocked down in the middle of a road and cars were passing by and nobody stopped, and it took 20-odd minutes before someone picked up a phone and called the police. That case brought on Kitty Genovese.
So tell me how the Genovese syndrome, or what you call the bystander effect, complicate your case at the time.
Well, The neighbors were so despicable that we had to decide whether to call them as witnesses to testify. We were looking for the death penalty for Winston Mosley, and we were afraid that their conduct, or lack of it, would detract from the viciousness of the attack and the murder by Winston Mosley. The two key witnesses, believe it or not, who actually saw the two attacks. One saw the first attack, and one saw the second attack. They were so despicable that we could not call them as witnesses in the trial.
Despicable in what way?
Well, their conduct, their lack of it. For example, one, Joseph Fink, the superintendent of the apartment house across the street, he saw the first attack take place. Now, there were two attacks, separated by about 25 to 35 minutes. He saw the first attack take place on Austin Street. He saw the shiny knife, the shiny blade of the knife, as Winston Mosley struck Kitty Genovese in the back four times. And the second attack, some 25 and 30 minutes later, took place around the corner in the vestibule, where she was still screaming. And there was a man living upstairs, name of Ross. He opened the door, and he saw the second attack take place. And he did nothing. Called his girlfriend. She told him not to get involved. Fink, when he saw the first attack, went downstairs, went to sleep. Now, how can you produce witnesses like that? How do you think a jury's going to feel about them? They're going to feel that they deserve the death penalty as much as Winston Mosley.
Charles, again, you were the prosecutor in the case. What inspired you to write about the book? What was the purpose?
Well, there were two of us who prosecuted Kitty Genovese. I prosecuted Kralik alone. The reason I wrote the book, what gave me the idea to write it, is there's been so much written about the murder of Kitty Genovese through the years and up until the present time. But it's never been by anybody who had any personal knowledge of what happened that night. It's never been by anyone who spoke to neighbors, never by anyone who was involved in the investigation, never by anyone who was involved in the prosecution. And I said it's about time that people read the truth.
Well, there has been so much written. So what new insights do you, as the prosecutor, bring to the book?
Well, there's more detail about the two despicable neighbors. I like to use that word. But also, what isn't really known well is the connection between the Genovese homicide and the Kralik homicide. Because Kitty's killer confessed to killing Barbara Kralik. And there was a lot of public support, a lot of press support to support Mitchell. And that's the important new factor. Of course, I think everybody should know that although Winston Mosley got the death penalty, his sentence of death was set aside, and he's serving a life sentence. And 2 years after his sentence, he escaped, took an upstate family hostage, and raped the woman of the house. So that's a factor that is not generally known.
Charles, is the book available yet?
Book has been out for about a year now. And it can be obtained in the bookstores or online and all the booksellers.
Wonderful. Again, the book is called Twisted Confessions, the true story behind the Kitty Genovese and Barbara Kralik murder trials. The author is Charles Scholar. Thank you for your time.
It's a pleasure being here.